Entertain a motion to come out of recess into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yep.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carries. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sources of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the PNC hearing, and these minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the PNC hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the PNC Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And there will also be later in the day a separate public hearing on a proposed ordinance. There's slightly different rules of procedure. Prior to that public hearing, I will go over those rules of procedure as well. The first hearing on the agenda today is change of zone number 1830. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 24.98 acres, more or less, located on the southeast corner of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and Steiner Road. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 16, Parcel 23. The 911 address is not available. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 26th of this year. At that time, there was information submitted into the record that is also now part of this record. They deferred action at that meeting. At their November 16th public hearing, they did recommend approval for the change of zone from AR1 to CR1. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Davidson.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Panini Associates located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here today representing the application for the lands of H. Dale Parsons. With me today is Mr. H. D. Parsons, who is a member of the family. The Parsons family, they've owned this piece of property for approximately 20 years. They're also the owners of the Canal Boat Yard and the Fisherman's Wharf. They've been in business for approximately 80 years. This is an application to rezone a portion of a piece of property that's approximately 43.25 acres. The approximate area to be rezoned to CR1 is 24.98 acres. In the booklets that I've submitted for the record, I've included some maps, a copy of the zoning map. That shows how the property is split. This property is located on the south side of US Route 9. It's on the west side of, or the east side of Steiner Road. It also, along the southerly border of this piece of property, is the Maryland-Delaware Railroad. This property is adjacent and across the road from other C1 properties. The property, again, the portion of the property out front, which is approximately 18 acres, is already zoned C1. The back part zoned AR1. There are four 2-acre lots that are also owned by the Parsons family. They are also zoned C1. And then across the road as well, as there's a light industrial property. The other commercial properties in this area, and again across the street, are the McGee Plumbing and Heating, AP Kroll and Sun Construction Company, as well as the Route 9 Industrial Center. As required, as was stated by, and then there's a letter in the booklet, there was no traffic impact study required by DLDOT for this piece of property. Again, one of the reasons for the rezoning of this property, existing on this property to date, Mr. Parsons operates part of his business from the Canal Boat Yard in Fisherman's Wharf. There's two storage buildings on this piece of property, and based on the site plan that I've submitted to you, you can see that the zoning line runs between those two properties. So one of his buildings is located on the AR1 part of the property. What Mr. Parsons does is he repairs his boats and his equipment that services the need for his Fisherman's Wharf down in Lewis, Delaware. So we're asking for, and again, this is a dual zone piece of property, and we're asking that the back half be zoned to CR1 so that Mr. Parsons can continue operating his repair business for the equipment and the boats. And he does primarily, everything that he does for the businesses in Lewis, Delaware is done at this site here. Based on the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, I did include a copy of the comprehensive plan in the booklet. This property is considered highway, it is in a highway commercial area as per the comprehensive plan. According to the state strategies for policies and spendings, we are in a level 4, but we're immediately adjacent to levels 2 and 3. And again, the CR1 zoning will just kind of clean up this property and allow the entire property to be zoned commercial and allow the Parsons family to continue operating their existing business and be able to further do other types of commercial businesses on this property in the future. That is their plan for the property. And the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of the CR1 zoning district, providing sufficient space in an appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial miscellaneous service activities, generally serving a wide area and located particularly along an existing major thoroughfare. Route 9 is a major collector. It's a principal arterial, according to DLDOT, so it is considered a major thoroughfare. And where there is a general mixture of commercial and service activity, which does exist along this area of Route 9 and across the road, and is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And that's pretty much my presentation on this piece of property. The exhibit booklets, along with the recommendation for approval by the Planning Commission, is submitted for the record, and Mr. Parsons and I are here to answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions from council?
Questions, council.
No, just Del Dot. Del Dot said no.
No traffic impact study until he.
Until he wants to develop it.
Until he wants to develop it further.
Okay. Any other?
Counsel?
If not, do you have anything else to add?
That's it.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, with council, close the public record. I ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 24.98 acres more or less, and for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant condition, change of zone 1830 with the, for the reason the state of planning and zoning numbers 1 through 6. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
For the public record and also the testimony given today and recommendations of planning and zoning, I will vote in favor of change of zone 1830.
Burton.
I will vote in favor of planning it with planning and zoning's recommendation. It just makes sense to have the properties combined as one commercial unit. So my vote is in favor.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes with P&Z's recommendation.
Mr. Cole.
The trend has been to go commercial. Well, it had been zoned commercial for many years along the roadway. And you saw all the different uses. You had light industrial through warehousing, et cetera. You got the railroad line to the back, which basically is a good stopping point for the commercial development to go further, I guess, south anyway. So because the land use plan kind of supports it, I'll vote yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasoning and the fact that it makes sense to have the property all zoned one thing, not AR1 and CR1 separately. So I'll vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Thank you. The next case is change of zone number 1831. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This was filed on behalf of Eastgate Farm Incorporated. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 16.669 acres more or less, located on the south side of Cedar Neck Road, approximately 900 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1. The tax parcel is District 330, Map 11. Parcel 73.09. The 911 address is not available. Planning Commission held a public hearing on October 22nd. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record. They deferred at that meeting on November 16th. They did recommend approval of the change of zone. Since then, we did receive a letter regarding the application. The letter is from Mona Steele. And that she's writing to oppose the rezoning of the change of zone from AR1 to B1. She's assuming the entrance for the business would be on Cedar Neck, and the business would be along Route 1. She has concerns about if it's approved, it would be the first of many businesses to encroach on the east side of Route 1, and will also lead to eventual rezoning to commercial. That the closest business on the east side of Route 1 is the Hampton Inn, that is further away. They also have that they have concerns that that it should be stay agricultural, and so they are writing in opposition to that, to the application. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Schrader.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, representing the interests of Eastgate Farm LLC. I have with me Anthony Condorso, who is the principal of the company, Kenneth Christenberry, an engineer with Axiom Engineering, and DJ Hughes, who's a traffic engineer with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. We have submitted, and you have before you, copies of an exhibit book that contains a number of items that will help you make a decision in this matter. I draw your attention in particular to Exhibit F, which is a proposed concept plan for for this particular property, Exhibit H, which is essentially the same that you're looking at up here, except that it has a broader view of the area and identifies the adjacent Bay Health facility. And I also give you or direct your attention to Exhibit T, which is a picture that was taken from our site towards the Bay Health facility. This property is owned by Eastgate Farm LLC. It's located on Wilkins Road, excuse me, about 0.2 miles east of Route 1. It consists of 16.7 acres and is currently zoned AR1. The use of the property is vacant at this time, and we're proposing that it be B1 neighborhood business. The purpose of this would be to allow my client to develop professional and general office spaces on the particular site. Under the comprehensive development plan, this property is zoned or identified for town center development, and under the state strategies map, it's level 3, quote, an area where the state expects growth to occur. As I pointed out to you, there are a number of exhibits, and Mr. Christenberry, when he comes to the podium, will describe for you how this fits into the overall concept of the development of this area south of Milford. And the one thing that I do want to focus on as a result of Ms. Steele's letter is that this property is more or less surrounded on three sides by the city of Milford. And while I admire Ms. Steele's desire or aspiration that it remain agriculture, it is not likely to do so. And Mr. Christenberry will explain that to you. And I'll turn the podium over to Mr. Christenberry.
Good afternoon. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. Can I take over, ma'am? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. This is the way the property appeared in 2002, and the surrounding area, as you can see, was significantly more rural since 1992 to 1997, because in the ensuing years, it now looks like this, literally in the shadow of the largest medical campus in this county. As Mr. Schrader alluded, the property is surrounded by the city of Milford. The city of Milford's zoning map is shown here. Property to the north of us was annexed into the city with the possibility of becoming the hospital campus. That's what this light blue area is. That's their institutional zoning. For reasons that I do not know, that property was not chosen for the hospital site, and the hospital is under construction right now on this institutionally zoned property. Commercial zoning exists between the hospital and Highway 1 and has crossed Highway 1 right here. And were it not for a small piece of state-owned land, we would be contiguous to the city and we'd be making this presentation to the city of Milford. But as it stands today, we are not contiguous to city property. We are not able to connect to city water and sewer until we are contiguous. So the site plan we proposed is a neighborhood business development that does not rely on central utilities. This would obviously mean that the land uses available in a B1 district would be limited until such time as central sewer were to be made available. For instance, car washes, restaurants, laundromats would not be feasible on an on-site wastewater system. But B1 permits professional offices, medical offices, retail even. None of these are large wastewater generators, and the facilities that are indicated on this site plan are very realistic with a single on-site wastewater disposal system permitted by the state of Delaware. Were it to be a possibility to annex into the city at a later date, it's likely that would happen. But the simple truth of it is, this is the property as Mr. Condorso bought it, and this is the property as it exists today. So it now has an interchange. It has an overpass over Route 1. And when you look over that overpass and you ask us why we want to have the opportunity to build medical offices and other neighborhood business facilities. This is taken from the property. It's a pretty simple prospect that this is not something that we believe is suitable for agriculture long-term, nor would I foresee residential being a great use, given that this is the view you would have every time you look out your front porch. That concludes my presentation. Mr. Hughes is here to discuss his conversations with Deldot.
Did you all go through Plus? You did not go through Plus?
We're under 50,000 square feet as the concept plan shows.
Okay. I'll stop looking for the Plus report.
Say again?
I was looking for the...
Good afternoon. DJ Hughes. I'm a professional engineer specializing in traffic with Davis Bowen and Fredell. And our office is right in Milford. We met with Deldot, and I think in Exhibit R, you have a letter from Deldot from June 1st saying no TIS is required until a site plan is submitted to them. So if we are granted a rezoning, we will be proceeding with Deldot with a TIS. With respect to Deldot, one of the things about this site is has convenient access to Route 1. You got the grade separated interchange right there. Whether you're going north bound or southbound, you can access going south from the site. You would have to cross the bridge and then access the ramp. Coming north to the site, you just get off on the northbound ramp there, and then you're right to the site. If you wanted to access West Route 1 to and from the hospital, you can access the hospital without impacting Route 1 at all. You just go over the bridge. And then as far as the site access itself, we'd have to build a right turn lane into the site, a right turn deceleration lane with a bike lane. Then we have to go to Deldot to get a required letter of no objection and then an entrance plan approval. And that's basically it on the Deldot end, unless anybody has any questions.
Yes. Mr. Conger, so I'm going to give you a chance to say little or nothing. It looks like there are a lot of people in this room that may have another topic on their mind. Would you identify yourself for the benefit of the record, please?
Yes, my name is Anthony Condorso.
And you are the principal of Eastgate Farm, LLC?
I am.
And where do you live, sir?
I live at 30432 Pearl Drive, Milton.
And you are the owner of this property through Eastgate Farms, LLC?
I am.
And how long have you owned this property?
Since 2002.
And what have been the past uses of this property?
We had a few horticultural evergreens planted, and then it was just beans and corn.
And things have changed in this neighborhood?
Greatly.
Significantly?
Greatly since I purchased it, yeah.
You've had the opportunity to hear what Mr. Christenberry and Mr. Hughes have had to say. Do you agree with their presentation?
I do.
Thank you. We'll give you a chance to answer questions in a minute. Gentlemen, I'd like to point out a couple things. Mr. Cole's identified the lack of a Plus plan. If you take a look at the configuration of this property, Mr. Cole and gentlemen, you'll notice it is a unique shape because it's sort of a triangular, maybe a reverse map of Idaho. It's kind of hard to say what that really is, but it makes it difficult to make a great use of this property when you apply the stormwater management, when you take into consideration side yard setbacks, front yard, rear yards, and maintaining what little bit of land there is for an entrance onto Cedar Neck Road. It does make it difficult. Thus, Mr. Cole, to answer your question more fully, it's less than 50,000 square feet. That's why we didn't have to go to Plus with it, okay? We can't also enjoy the benefits of water and sewer from the city of Milford because we cannot annex because we are not contiguous. That makes it an interesting situation also, even though we're surrounded on three sides. Because of the unique configuration of this property and because of the county's comprehensive plan, we are, generally speaking, in compliance with it. You have the reports of your staff from October and November this year that discuss these various issues. We believe that this particular project meets the purposes of the change of zone that we seek. We have, as is our custom, submitted to you proposed findings of fact if you choose to benefit us with your favor today. I and the other members of the people with me are all available to answer any questions that you may have.
Questions of council? Questions of council?
Where's your stormwater?
Mr. Wilson.
Big pond, that circle there.
Right. Right there where the little hand is.
Okay, where's, how's it draining?
How's it drain?
Yes.
Through the soil. If you look at the aerial photographs from Delta or from Google, you can see that the Delta, which is on the lower ground than us, is a sand pit. Coastal Soil did a handful of borings out there and found essentially identical soil everywhere they went. It was a sandy material.
I understand now that when it starts storing more pond, they have to have drainage. You just can't have a water table come up right over.
That is something that must be investigated before we get a permit. And okay, that was investigated in our, did I put Coastal Soil's report in here?
You did.
I think I did. Is it in the back?
So this is just conceptual at this stage in the game,
correct,
right?
As
right,
you all are aware, this is a V1 zoning request.
Right.
So this site plan is a concept that certainly is subject to change. I don't think it's in the slides, but in your book, there's actually a letter from Coastal Soil where they took, let's see here, I'll find a tab for you. They took a handful of borings on the property. Here we go, tab S. There's a letter from Coastal Soil that I'll read into the record. I'm writing the document. The above reference parcel does not contain any state or federally regulated wetlands. Let me know if there's anything else I can assist you with. There was a prior letter, which I can't remember if I put in the file or not, where he did take a half dozen borings and find that the entire property was suitable for gravity-fed on-site wastewater disposal because the water table was very deep. When you look at the topography of the property, do I have that turned on any of these? I think it's in tab. Bear with me a moment. I think we have a paper copy, but not a slide, because, yeah, it's a little hard to read. Tab M, as in Mickey Mouse, kind of shows that the applicant's property is higher than DelDOT's. And DelDOT was in a landscape position in order to excavate an infiltration facility.
So the soil conservation yet, right?
Absolutely. No, we haven't.
We got to do
this. This site plan hasn't been to the commission,
okay,
except as an exhibit in the zoning application. Because if you all were to choose not to grant the B1 zoning, those permits would be worthless.
Okay.
Question to council.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlett.
What kind of business are you guys looking at?
We're looking at your professional offices generally. It's not intended to be retail. It is not intended to be retail, other than the possibility that if it were a drugstore, as you know and I know, drugstores sell very few drugs and sell a lot of everything else. So I guess to that extent you could say that it would be retail.
Okay. And Mr. Moore, is a B1, do they permit above 50,000 square feet? Or Janelle?
Yeah, the B1 zoning allows to go not to exceed 75,000 square feet.
Okay. So for Mr. Cole's point, I mean, do you intend to go above? I know you mentioned that you are not, even though you could, as it relates to the
I'd be interested to see if Mr. Christenberry can design something big and put it on this strange-looking piece of property.
I don't think we could without city sewer. And city sewer would, of course, involve annexing and removing it from your jurisdiction.
Okay. And then to that point, my final question, that is, have you guys been in communication with the town as it relates to annexation? And have they put any conditions, or if you do this and we can do that, or have you been in communication?
I asked them about utilities, and they said because we're not contiguous, we can't annex, and they will not extend utilities outside of their town boundaries. So they were pretty clear that until somebody between us and other town properties is annexed, they really don't have anything to offer or to require.
Okay. Thank you.
More comments of council?
Can you pull that map back up where it shows the Milford
zoning map? And in your books, that should be pretty early on. Tab B.
Okay, so the blue is contiguous by hooking back in.
Well, we're not contiguous.
No, that parcel right there.
Oh, okay. Correct. Yes. All
so
this,
it hooks back around.
Yeah, we're being swallowed.
Okay.
It'll get you eventually.
It looks that way.
Yeah, it'll get
it
you.
It does.
Thank you.
Any more questions, counsel? Moore.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Mr. Schrader?
No, Mr. Moore.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application today?
Here's a gentleman right here.
Okay.
He didn't want to sit down.
Oh.
You're allowed to sit down now, Ken.
She'll close it out. She'll close it out.
I'm Charles Wagner, MD, retired. Live on the 38 acres next to Tony's property. We are contiguous with town on that east side of the curve that goes around Hidden Meadows. This property is going to be developed sooner or later, and we'd like to see it done in an organized fashion. Mainly, there's nothing on that side of town as far as facilities for shopping, for doctor's offices, and more housing has to go in there. I agree, coming off Route 1 on that bypass, anybody who lived in a house there would be blinded by all the lights and hearing all the screeching of brakes. I have talked to the town. The town has no intention of extending any facilities over there or doing anything other than agricultural for a while. Their comprehensive plan says they're going to keep it rural as far as they're concerned. So it's all up to the county as to what happens on that property. And I've talked, we are continuous with the town, and if we go into town, then Tony's property touches us and he would be in town or be able to go in town. I think a comprehensive development has to be done. The access to his property is going to be a challenge for DelDOT, and we also would like to work with him down the road to develop a common pathway into both properties. That being said, we support him 100% on his request to proceed. And that's all I've got to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else? Is that someone back here? There's a lot of people in the room, so be sure and wave your hands up high. Thanks. Come on up, sir.
Bill Pfaffenhauser. I live in Hidden Meadows, which is just the other side of the docks property. And I'm kind of with him in that this thing is ultimately someday going to get developed. I would much rather see it developed with something that is better controlled than just throwing it out there and opening it up freely. My only concern is there any way to lock the rezoning in with a guarantee that it will be professional buildings? I'd hate to see a rezoning and then it's happened before, it's happened before where all of a sudden you're putting up God knows what. And that's my concern with it. Like I said, I'm with the doc. It's gonna happen someday. And I'd rather see it happen with some kind of control.
Okay. Thank you.
Sir, do you mind signing in so I can get the spelling of your name correct?
Sure. Yes,
thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? I see a hand back here in the center. If you'll come forward, please. And there's another person. Won't you be ready to come up right behind her?
You got a third one over there.
I'm Kathleen Trombello. I live at 6480 Cedar Neck Road in Milford. I live almost across from the property, just on the other side of the road. I would like to state publicly the strong opposition my husband and I feel toward the rezoning proposal that's being discussed. The proposal will allow zoning for business to property in our rural residential neighborhood. We are concerned that this would be the beginning that would allow much more business rezoning in our residential area. With two other adjacent properties for sale, we are worried that these medical offices could end up being a complex like Eden Hill in Dover. Even a smaller complex would bring much more traffic and congestion and many other problems to our neighborhood. We are also very concerned with the impact of more and more business east of Route 1 on the watershed for the Delaware Bay. The Coastal Zone Act was enacted to protect the coastal zone. Delaware is a small state and must protect its resources. We owe a debt of gratitude to visionaries like Governor Peterson in Delaware and people like John Muir and Teddy Roosevelt, who began the protection of some of our most precious areas in the West. We need to see, as they did, that our natural resources, once gone, can never be brought back. We must take steps to protect our rural areas and bay watershed before it is too late. There is plenty of open space for development of offices just south of the new hospital on the same side of Route 1. The area is open fields, not an established residential neighborhood like ours. I and my neighbors, none of us, are in the city of Milford. I don't really quite understand why they're saying that they are surrounded by the city. None of us are in the city of Milford. With other better spaces available, why would you ruin our quality of life as a neighborhood by putting businesses amongst us? Surely the land could be used for individual family homes for doctors or hospital personnel so that we can continue the integrity of our neighborhood. And I thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I just make one question.
Certainly.
Can you point out your home on the map, please? Maybe perhaps over here. Okay. And you say you are not in its town limits, but you are in
You're not in the city of Milford. Okay. This whole street is not in the city of Milford. This is not in the city of Milford. This is not in the city of Milford. So I don't really understand what they mean by being surrounded by Milford.
Okay.
Okay. And sir, come forward. And there was there another hand back? Why don't you get up in line, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Pakiwa. Actually, I live on 30063 Stagecoach Circle, somewhere there. And I'm not that close to Milford. I'm not in Milford by definition. Here, a few things. This is the first time I'm attending this meeting. The last meeting I was not here. Just by sitting down there, I heard the presentation. Everything was presented. Well, everything was built on possibilities and probabilities. If DelDOT can give us this, if City of Milford can give us that, oh, by the way, we'll be giving you a better planning later. That's not an assurance for people like me who live in that neighborhood. If you give it to them now on possibilities and probabilities, I tell you what, we are on a slippery slope. Somebody else will come. I've got a land adjacent to this property. I want to zone it. You've already done this for this person. You'll be hard-pressed not to do it for him. And sooner or later, the entire area will be taken by commercial business. So please, I'm asking you, don't go on possibilities and probabilities. This is a development project somebody conceived. They owe you that responsibility to tell you at least what they're going to do and how it's going to be done. But right now, we don't have a picture of it. Do not go on possibilities. And besides, one point I want to make. I came to this part of Delaware 10, 11 years ago. That particular part of Route 1 should not have businesses. I recall a few months ago, we had a problem with somebody was trying to have a shopping center there. We had to make sure it didn't happen. And those people took their decision, again, not on possibilities and probabilities. If you're going to have access, show us there's access. But right now, as you can see, they've already told you it's unique. Unique, by definition, is your intuition. You just have to figure out where the road is going to be. No, you deserve more than that. And that's all I can say. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Sir?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am very much opposed to the development on the east side of Route 1 in this area. I won't go over the reasons that have been given. They're all very good reasons. You said not to. I will stress that in this area, east of Route 1, it is a very nice residential area, followed by more farm area on beyond, further toward the bay. And once one business gets into this area, I'm sure there's going to be more to come. And so I am opposed to putting business in what is already a very nice established residential neighborhood. So thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Did we get his name for the record, please?
Sir, did you give us your name?
I wrote it down. I'm sorry. Larry Trombello, 6480 Cedar Neck Road. Fifth house down after you cross the bridge.
Okay, thank you.
Just past the oak tree.
When I was growing up, that was all the directions we got.
Is that a legal description?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Pull those down, yes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Deborah Finney. I am the fifth house on the right. They're
on
my
the
neighbors.
Other side of the road from him?
Yeah. Right next door.
Oh, okay, so he's okay. Number five.
I'm sorry, fourth house on the left.
Fourth.
Okay.
Do you live with him?
It's
this one.
Okay.
I'm here to say that I'm opposed to this plan. My perspective is I'm a nurse at Bay Health, not the one that they're building across the way, but the one that's in Dover. So my perspective is quality of life. I drive 20, 25 minutes every day to work. My husband does as well. We bought this house because it's in the country. At the end of the day, we have plenty of retail sites. Walmart is less than 5 minutes from our house. We have many, many different pharmacies on every corner. And if you're going to that hospital, the last thing that you want to be able to see is additional retail spots. It's funny, we're the fourth house on the left, and at nighttime, because of all the lights, you can see the hospital's beautiful. It represents hope. It represents quality of life. We don't need any more retail shops, whether they be medical offices or whether they be places where we can make additional monies for buildings that we already have. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next speaker.
Sign in first or tell you my name at the same time?
You can do it both same time if you'd like.
Okay. It's a test.
That's right.
My name is Joanne Burbage. I live at 32 Hidden Meadows Terrace in Milford. It's adjacent to this area. I see a lot of my neighbors and friends here, and people who are not standing in line but are here with the same concern. It's a concern that as Delawareans, we made a pledge to try to preserve the eastern side of Delaware, east of Route 1, as a coastal zone. We want it to preserve as much as we can, understanding that some things had occurred before the Coastal Zone Act was enacted by we Delawareans. But to bring an opportunity in for more industry on the east side where it's not needed is wrong. Put it on the west side. The hospital's on the west side. It was originally asked to be on the east side, and that wasn't agreeable. The west side, it's a great location. It's not only not interfering with the Coastal Zone Act, but the land contiguous to it is already zoned for things such as a pharmacy or restaurants and other things. It's a perfectly logical place for those things to be rather than on the east side in the middle of a residential area. I feel sorry for the person who owns it, but I suggest that they try to sell it to some other nearby landowners which may want to purchase the land for other uses. So I thank you for your time, and I wish my other neighbors would come and speak too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir?
Apologize for my coughing. Unfortunately, I'm fighting a cold. I'm Frank Socek. I live on the first house on the left on Cedar Neck Road.
I was going to say, don't touch anything if you're sick.
And I totally agree with my neighbors, and I think it's really unnecessary to develop on the east side when there's plenty of room on the west side. One of the beautiful things about this area is it's a nice mix of developed area that you do need, but try to keep the rural areas rural. And I think it's kind of overkill to put stuff on the east side when you've got plenty of room on the west side to preserve our urban, our rural quality of life where we are right now. And I think it's much more suitable for residential rather than putting businesses on both sides of Route 1, which is basically a high-speed throughway for all the people going to the beach. I think it would add, there's plenty of tractor trailers coming over that overpass already. Why would you want to, the people that work in the hospital, why would they want to have to come through that and get on the other side? I think it's really unnecessary. So I am very much opposed to this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? I see no others, Mr. President, so we can close the public hearing at this time. And if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Mr. Colwell.
Is it possible to just ask the applicant one question?
Yes.
Certainly.
Okay, before we give it to Mr. Schrader.
Yes, sir.
Hearing the comments about going over on the other side and things are encroaching over there and the fear is you do want it sets a precedent. Was there any thoughts of doing a conditional use on this piece of ground by the applicant where you'd specifically, you know, put in conditions which you're very familiar with? Is there any thoughts?
Not that I'm aware of, Mr. Cole, but I do point out that if this were approved again, it would be subject to site plan review and the appropriate limitations by way of height, area, bulk, what have you, would be addressed by the Planning Commission at the time it goes to that point.
Right.
Okay.
I just wonder if you had any discussions on that.
Now we'll close the public record.
Yeah, now we'll close the public record. And Mr. Cole?
I'm thinking I wouldn't mind driving back up there. Like they said, I know a lot of the traffic going to the beach is always in a hurry. Sometimes when I'm going to Dover, I'm in a hurry. So let me see if I can get back up that way, and I'd like to defer on it.
Do we question? Do we need to leave the public record open for Mr. Cole to take a site visit?
I don't think so.
You can do it for safety's sake, just for the purpose of the council members to review the property, if you'd like.
Yeah, okay.
Well, then I'll defer for the purpose of allowing any council members that would like to go up and
visit the site.
Revisit the site.
Maybe Mr. Cole will be able to
find it. You got a map.
I think I can find
it. We're going to take a vote on this. The motion is to defer for the sole purpose of allowing any council members who have time to go visit the site. Any
questions? I just want to get a feel of the area and see the impact of the hospital and everything else.
Questions on the motion?
Yes. Could we just defer for 1 week, I guess? Is that enough time to to visit the site, I guess.
I'm a slow driver.
I mean, just so there's clarity and...
Mr. Cole's motion is, but what do you want to do?
Right.
I don't care.
A week, okay?
Sam, how fast can you get up there?
About 5 minutes.
Are you okay with deferral for a week?
That's fine.
Okay. Motion is to defer for 1 week to allow council, if they choose to visit the site. Questions on that motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Arlett?
I will vote yes on the deferral.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. We deferred for 1 week.
Okay. The next case is change of zone number 1833. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This application was filed on behalf of Eagles Nest Fellowship Church. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.13 acres, more or less, located in the northeast corner of Reynolds Road and Broadkill Road. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 7.01. The 911 address is 13275 Reynolds Road and 26381 Broadkill Road, Milton. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 26th. At that time, a number of items were entered into the record. They deferred at that application. At their November 16th meeting, they did recommend approval of the application. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If there's not, Mr. Davidson.
Thank you. Again, good afternoon. My name is Mark Davidson, principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. Here today representing the application for Eagles Nest Fellowship Church Incorporated. With me today are members of the Eagles Nest Fellowship Church. I have Pastor Bob Weed, Pastor John Honan, John McTernan, and Matt Windsor are here today. This is an application to grant a rezoning of piece of property that is zoned AR1 agricultural residential that is approximately 2.13 acres in size. It's located on the north side of Broadkill Road, which is Delaware Route 16. It's just outside of Milton, Delaware, between Milton and Delaware Route 1. It is on the east side of Reynolds Road as well. The property is surrounded on the other sides, on the north and on the east side, by lands of Clyde Betts and Son. This is property that is in farmland preservation. And this subject property used to be was owned by Clyde Betts and was sold to Eagles Nest Fellowship Church back in 1995. This was the building on the property was built back in 1941. It's the place where Clyde Betts operated their store, their feed store, and then they any farm goods, farm implements, and the such. Just for the record, the no traffic impact study was required by DLDOT for this piece of property. The proposed zoning C1 is across the road from other C1 properties. And again, based on the Sussex County map that's up on the screen right now, you'll notice that there's several commercial properties across the road. The uses are Lockwood Storage, Lockwood Construction Company, general offices for the Lockwood Construction Company. There's also Kenny's Garage, and then there's M&L Design. It's a general office across the road. Currently, the property being asked for to be zoned by commercial is currently being used by the church for, they've used it in the past for a church, but they've also used it for a daycare, preschool, and currently they use it for youth activities within the church. There's a commercial kitchen built in inside the building. The commercial rezoning will allow the church, right now they're operating just around the corner up on Zion Church Road, which is also, the church also faces Delaware Route 1. They're operating their preschool and their church activities out of this church. This is a piece of property that gives them the opportunity with the rezoning to use it for other other uses that are, they've been approached by members within their church, they've been approached by some of the folks in the area about being able to lease the property from them for certain commercial activities. And again, those commercial activities have ranged from a recording studio to, say, a bakery, catering services, other types of commercial uses. So we feel like the commercial use is warranted. Again, it's surrounded on all sides, surrounded on both two sides by state roads, and then on the north and the south side, it's Clyde Betts owns the farm property there, and it is in the farm preservation. So this is kind of a singular piece of property. It's been primarily used since the 1940s as a commercial property, again, being zoned AR1. I submitted a hearing booklet, and all the maps are in there, and it shows, I put some dated maps in there, and you can see back there from as far back as 1937, it was a vacant property. I didn't have any 1940s aerials, but I do, if you jump up to the 1954 aerial in the booklet, you can see where the store has been established and other buildings have been built to support the Clyde Betts operation. In the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the area proposed for this rezoning is identified as a developing area within the county. And the purposes of future land use, the property is situated within the what the county considered during the comprehensive plan as a newer emerging growth area. So it is in an area where developing commercial development was earmarked along this stretch of corridor of Route 16. In the 2015 strategies for state policies and spendings, we're in a level, the property is identified as a level 2. The property right now currently has on-site wells and an on-site septic serving the building. The property, again, once it's rezoned and the uses are figured out, currently the property takes access from both Route 16 and Reynolds Road. In the future, when the property is developed, or when the property, the use changes, DLDOT's going to ask for the entrance to most likely occur in the rear back here, off of Reynolds Road. Right now, as the building sits and as it's been used at, and when it was used as Clyde Betts, and then it was used for Eagle's Nest, this is where Eagle's Nest started out with the church out of this building, and then the daycare and the preschool and such, that you were able to park right in front of the building here, and then you were able to back out, and there was access off of Route 16 in this area here as well. Those access points will not be allowed in the future once the property changes uses. And again, this property allows the church to further what they've been doing with their ministries, and being able to provide another piece of property and other uses. And again, they're being approached right now because they can take these activities that currently are being used and they bring it to their facility on Zion Church Road. They feel like they could really further what they're doing and having this as a commercial piece of property and offering the uses that have been approached, that they've been being approached with. So we feel like with, you know, again, with the recommendation of the Planning Commission to approve this as a CR1 property, along with, you know, the comprehensive plan stating that this is in a newer emerging growth area for commercial. It's in a developing area, as earmarked in the future land use plan for the comprehensive, at the current comprehensive plan as it sits now. Again, state recognizes it as a level 2 area for state policies and spendings, and they recognize it being a developing area and a growth area. We feel like the commercial zoning is warranted. Again, across the road, across Route 16 from other commercial activities. This is a corner property, so we're here today asking that the County Council approve this as a CR1 commercial zoning. And with that, that's my presentation, along with the booklet that has been submitted, the recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and these four gentlemen are here. We're here to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. Any questions from council?
So basically, they're going to be a landlord of a commercial piece of property. They don't really have any particular use other than?
Not yet. Not until once they get it rezoned, then they will be able to talk to the potential folks that have been, they've
so
been
they don't have any, they don't have any specific use, okay.
Not yet, no.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, did you have anything else? Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.13 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion, we adopt.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt a change of zone 1833 for the reasons as stated by planning and zoning numbers 1 through 8. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Per the public testimony and recommendations of planning and zoning, and the fact is that there are other commercial properties right there. I think it is suitable to make this one as a commercial property as well, so therefore I will vote in favor of per the planning and zoning's recommendation, as outlined from items 1 through 8.
Burton.
I vote in favor of planning and zoning's recommendation.
Wilson.
I vote in favor of planning and zoning's recommendation.
Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote also the same way. It's had a long history of commercial and quasi-commercial type of uses with schools and churches and other, and even before that with the feed house and other things. So I'll vote yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
The next case is conditional use number 2105. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This was a conditional use filed on behalf